guys I respect, and we have Cosell on our show, he said thumbs up for Rosen, one of my better bets of the week, Arizona plus four.
RJ, we got a minute left here. I want your take on what you're hearing, because you'll jump in on the fight game. You'll jump in on the MMA game. What are you hearing from folks on Conor against Khabib?
Two things. One, biggest bet fight ever, not even close. Let's get a UFC fight. Let's give it some context. Right around what Triple G and Canelo, the second fight got less action,
right.
So probably in between the two, so more than the second fight. Also compare it to, let's say, Ohio State versus Penn State last week, over double the action. Matty Holt, formerly a CG, now part of a group that does compliance and such. He owns it, actually, or he's the president. He said over double is his estimate. Think about that. A UFC fight over double Ohio State, Penn State.
Damn. You going to bet it?
No, because, listen, almost all the sharps I know like the Russian, as I say, but I really respect your opinion, UFC. So, really, you're keeping me off the Russian, so we might have to talk about that next week.
I don't want to cost you money.
Well, that's the risk.
That is the risk. That is the risk of putting my ass on the line with your bankroll, apparently.
A bet, avoiding a loser is more valuable than gaining a winner.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Makes me feel better. At RJ in Vegas, pregame.com. We're going to find out from Ryan next hour what his pick is, because these guys were jumping down my freaking throat 2 weeks ago about me liking Conor McGregor, and I think something happened this week to change some minds.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming. Open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Do you have IRS tax problems? Do you owe thousands to the IRS and don't know your options? Did you know you can actually file bankruptcy on IRS debt? Hi, I'm attorney Taylor Randolph, and I have a master's degree in legal taxation, and I can help. Call 702-757-7777 today, and I will meet with you personally for a free consultation. We have removed millions of IRS debt, and we can help you too. No gimmicks, just real help. Call 702-757-7777 today.
BestSteakDeal.com. That's the web handle for Jackson's Bar and Grill. You want a great steak at an affordable price? Then Flamingo and Jones is the spot.
There's Prime Rib Mondays, $15.99 for a one-pound prime rib, baked potato, veggies, and all the fixins.
Thursdays, it's surf and surf time. A grilled lobster tail and marinated skewered shrimp for just $20.
And the ribeye special is good 7 days a week. $14 for the 10-ounce ribeye, $16 for the one-pound ribeye.
It's Jackson, 6020 West Flamingo.
It's the Heart of Gold Music Benefit October 6th for Barn Buddies Rescue at the Farm. Performances include Catfish John, Jessica Manilow, Flux, and the Drum Circle Guys. All proceeds go to help with costs involved in supporting rescued, abused, and neglected animals at the farm. BarnBuddiesRescue.org. Don't miss the most rockin' motorcycle event of the year, Vegas Bike Fest, October 11th through the 14th at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35, Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. A weekend full of everything motorcycle. Shopping, bike shows, contests, food trucks, Ink Mayhem Tattoo Convention, and more. Come out for the only biker party, Vegas style. Stop by Henderson Harley-Davidson to grab a free ticket or use promo code LVB527 and receive $10 off your registration.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief. Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is
KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, yeah. Give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
And Ryan McKinnell.
No, God, please, no. 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 No.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Five o'clock hours here, Cofield and Company. Big Mac is in as the company. So is Chrissy. It's Steve Cofield. Reach out to us at ESPN Las Vegas. Big Five is on the way here in a matter of seconds. This weekend, more programming on the way. We've got pregame for UNLV football against New Mexico. That starts at 11:30. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, so listen to the pregame with Tyler Bischoff, our 10 a.m. host, Monday to Friday, and the great Magnum. And then I'll be part of the UNLV broadcast crew running up and down the sidelines, seeing what's going on after that 1 o'clock kickoff. And then Sunday morning, we've got the live show from the Westgate, 8 a.m., hour of line changes, picks, analysis. Jay Cornegay checks in with his sharps and squares report. That goes down Sunday morning at the Westgate live in Superbook USA.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
I like that new name. There's a grandeur to it. Superbook. I do a show from Superbook. I feel like we need an echo, some reverb.
You sound, if you scream,
Superbook USA!
If you scream loud enough, we'll get it.
Yes.
Let's go.
If only someone else on the show would scream every once in a while. UFC picks coming up in less than 5 minutes on Conor and Khabib. I actually have a trip coming up. I have a lot of trips coming up. One thing I have not done recently, and I really enjoyed when I did it, was a cruise.
Of course you did.
I freaking love cruises.
Yeah, no worries. The schedule's made out for you. You don't have to think about anything. Just go and relax.
All you do, all control. All you do, you get on a floating hotel.
Why am I not? So this is actually something I didn't know about you, and I love doing the show for that reason, but this doesn't surprise me.
You're basically trapped, and the only way to get through the time is to eat, just gorge, and drink 22 hours a day. How can that not be good?
Yeah, I mean, I like the eating part. The drinking part, I guess, I'm kind of indifferent to. I'm a deal searcher, so from that standpoint, I mean, if it's all-inclusive, cool. My issue with cruises, Steve...
They're all-inclusive.
Yeah, they are. I guess that's true. I haven't been on one.
What, you can't smoke on the deck?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, maybe. Lord made edibles, though, so we got those. But yeah, no.
Why are you anti-cruise?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm anti-cruise. It's not so much what you can or can't do. Well, it is. It's more about when you port. I am an explorer. I'm a purveyor of culture, Steve Cofield. When I go to a place...
We could just stop it right here.
I'm like...
I'm not. We see the difference.
I'm like a less prettier, less cultured, less beautiful version of Anthony Bourdain. Less intriguing, charismatic, whatever you want to use. But nonetheless, I feel like I have a small sliver of Bourdain inside me, that adventurer spirit. And when I go to a place, I don't want to dock somewhere and tell me I have 6 hours. I want to go somewhere, and I want to get into that place. I want to see what that place has to offer, especially if I'm taking time and I'm using a vacation. So, no, I am not a cruise person, unfortunately.
But next time you go, you know what to expect.
Yes.
Okay. Some people don't.
Very chill. Very chill. Yeah. And as you talk about some people who don't, which is where we're going on this. Headline, Royal Caribbean refunds passengers shocked by conference's crazy burlesque cruise. Now, I see that. I'm like, wait, there's a burlesque cruise?
No. Sign me up.
Yeah, right. That was my first thought. Like, wait, a fun cruise? Like, people are getting down, dancing on bars, partying? Yeah, that actually happened. Was a Royal Caribbean International cruise. They had around 1,300 employees from this Indian company, Kamala Passand, or I don't know. They boarded this Voyager of the Sea ship, and about 24 hours into their trip, I guess all hell broke loose. They brought burlesque dancers. They brought girls dancing on tables. It was a full-on party. The only issue is some squares on this boat had a huge issue with it. What?
It's used to be square.
Well, I think the problem is, like,
they're interrupting their lazy drinking time?
The crazy party boat is fine, but it was 1,300 dudes. Like, if you're a woman walking around the boat, you're like, who are the two party twins who just, like, walk up on the woman and they're like, and, like, freak out on them?
So, no, Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, Night at the Roxbury.
Right?
The Bobby Brothers.
All of a sudden, there's 1,300 guys and they're all like humping on you.
If
you're a woman, it's
a sausage fest.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Who wants a sausage fest?
What I'm saying. Yes, it was 1,300 dudes, but they brought burlesque dancers and table dancers with them.
Not enough.
Okay.
Not
well, I guess that's an argument you could make.
I thought this story was people just went on a cruise and it was too wild. Like, if cruises get wild, that's on you. You have to know what you're walking into.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing that most don't they have like more relaxed areas?
Like cruise control?
Like old people.
Oh, God.
You know what? I think we just need to... That was the line.
Four.
Do they have cruise control? Just move on to number four.
Number four.
That was good. We were stumbling and bumbling, and Chrissy
wrapped it up and put a bow on it.
By the way, former Bruce NV, Bruce's Beer, said the other day, more Chrissy on the mic. Maybe that's why right there.
Oh.
Maybe that's why. Cruise
Thanks,
control.
Bruce and Steve.
Are you surprised that Matt Damon... Who I guess I didn't see that he do Kavanaugh last week on
he
SNL.
Did. Yeah,
was he good?
He was.
But he looks pretty angry.
Well,
they were going to invite him back, and he was like,
impression.
They were going to invite him back, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't have time. I got to watch UFC and Conor." Do you blame him?
No, I'm not going to be watching SNL. I mean, I'm going to be at T-Mobile Arena, but I mean, I'm for the same reason I won't be catching. Now, I didn't have an option to host SNL. But maybe, I guess Matt thought he made his obligation last week, or maybe SNL isn't worth his time now. There's a lot of talk that SNL isn't the same as it used to be. I am, for one, I never miss an SNL. I love Saturday Night Live. I've watched every episode since, I don't know, Toons is the Cat, 1990. I don't think I missed one. So, no, I don't blame him. This is the biggest fight ever. And let's not forget, Steve, you're talking about part owner of the UFC, Matt Damon.
That's right.
He's got a vested interest.
Part
in this.
Of what's the company called?
Endeavor.
Okay.
Well, I
they have
don't,
a little small part of it.
Well, yeah.
All these celebrities.
I don't know what his relationship with his Ari. I just know he is one of the people, like along with Conan O'Brien, and I believe Ben Affleck was in on it, and a host of others that were a part of this group, or like you said, have a little piece of the company. And if you've got a little piece of this company, this $4 billion company, and you got Conor and Khabib fighting, yeah, you can come to Vegas, and also. Who's not looking for a great excuse to come to Vegas?
All right. Money where your mouth is.
Oh, boy.
You mocked and chided.
Kind of did.
Moi.
Yeah,
when did. I said, hey, I like Conor McGregor a couple of weeks ago. I stuck with that. The money has actually come in on Khabib. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You can get 140s, 150s out there as a dog on McGregor. You thought this was a wipeout.
I did.
Nice, easy victory for the wrestler, takedown artist. Khabib.
Yeah,
now what?
I thought a ton of money was going to come in on Khabib, too, and it doesn't look like that. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well,
like you said,
it's
Saturday.
It's bumped up to 190 in certain places.
Yeah, we'll
that's a good amount of money if it's gone up 40, 50 cents.
Yeah, but listen, as we get into more...
RJ Bell just told us the Sharps are on Khabib.
Yeah. And
that's it. Let's move on. You're on Khabib.
Yeah, I was
stick
on
with
Khabib.
It.
No, I can't
no,
stick
no,
with
no,
it.
No, no, no. There's no was. Stick with Khabib.
Well, things change, unfortunately. Now... I still like Khabib in this fight. I just like him a little bit less. Gun to the head, you're making me make a pick, I'm taking Khabib. But it's much more 50-50 than I had. And I had it much more in favor of Khabib when these initial lines came out. I would have had him at more closer to minus 240, minus 230. So
that's what Adam said, too. He said the line really should be 250,
yeah.
But they can't put it that high because
right.
of the money. And instead, everyone starts
in, right.
pushing it towards 200. So
yep.
Looks like you guys are wrong.
Yeah, well, no, I'm definitely... I've watched some tape. And more importantly, I've
seen
things...
Yeah, what did you see on tape?
Well... I've really gotten into the aggression of Khabib and what he was doing in the Barbosa and Iaquinta fights and how he really seemed to fall in love with his striking. But this isn't even so much what I'm concerned with. It's what I've seen during fight week. And what I've seen from Habib, Habib has been doing things that are, oh man, you're really throwing me off my game here with your shadow boxing.
I'm trying to show the angle, the takedown angle of Khabib. Just it's just target practice.
You guys really, really don't know what
just
you're missing.
Bend into with the southpaw. Listen, I don't have a good low kick.
Yeah, no kidding. So
that was actually that's my high kick.
So when I started seeing Khabib or started hearing Khabib come out and starting to like make comments about the history of Ireland and what happened to your language. For those of you that don't know, he's been being really uncharacteristic in the trash talk. And then I saw an interview with a friend of the show, ESPN's Brett Okamoto, the great ESPN reporter, top MMA guy, right? He came out and he did an interview with Khabib, and he asked a very simple question. He said, "Are you angry coming into this fight?" And Khabib said, "Yes, I am a little bit." And then he elaborated on it. But that little window and that little bit of truth to a guy who's relatively shrouded and he doesn't really show emotion or give any insight into that, right? He's doing it and he's acknowledging it, which tells me that even a little bit, Conor is in his head, and that's all you need is a little bit of doubt or a little bit of, he's not as tough as he thinks he is. He whatever. Brett also did another great piece where he interviewed former challengers of both Khabib and Conor and Eddie Alvarez. I'm just going to stick on Conor for this because plenty of interesting things were said about Khabib. But Eddie said the most interesting thing. He said, "The trash talk didn't get to me. I've been in this game long enough that it didn't bother me. But what did get to me was that Connor's calmness in the cage was like hypnotic. Mm-hmm. It lulled him to sleep mm-hmm. to the point to where like, well, he's calm, so I'm calm. He didn't look like there was any danger, so I shouldn't feel like there was any danger." He mentioned his eyes and how McGregor is able to hypnotize you in the cage and kind of take you out of your element by just being him. And I think that was really insightful analysis from a guy that you're not going to get from any of us. I don't care how long you've been covering the sport. You got to be in the cage with Conor. You got to want to be fighting Conor. You have to be in a position to fight Conor. And then you have to be smart enough and veteran enough like Eddie Alvarez to then pull all that and acknowledge it and then contextualize it. So I'm much more even on this fight. I have to stay away from it. I have completely psyched myself out.
I feel like you just said everything I was thinking but couldn't articulate. You're a brilliant man. I couldn't articulate it 2 weeks ago. I sort of did. It's a different experience in the cage. And I'll give you the other thing, because I think it happens to Floyd opponents too. Floyd gets in there, and he's so relaxed, it freaks you out. And I don't think people have any idea what's coming at them with Connor's left until they get in there, and then they can't see it, and then they freak out. There are so many guys you're watching, and they're like, "I can't see his left because it comes from so far away." Like, he closes the distance. You don't think he can get you, and all of a sudden, his freaking left mitt is all over your grill.
And it's the left, and it's the accuracy. And this is something I do a show on Satellite with Misha Tate, and we talked about this on Wednesday. And Misha really went into how Connor strikes on the half beat. So as you're front, back, you're rocking back and forth, front toe, back toe, front toe, back toe. Connor hits you in between when you're in that front toe and that back toe. He's operating on a half beat while you're operating on a full beat. His timing and his accuracy is arguably more impressive and more rare than that power that he carries at such a light division. This is, for me, the most interesting, most exciting, biggest fight in UFC history. And I mean, 9:30, whatever, 9:15 Saturday night can't come quick enough. I am over the moon with this fight.
Boy, your rhythm there was really good.
Well, you know,
you'd be really good at bar fights if you didn't adrenaline dump in like 4 seconds.
which happens every single time.
That's why these guys are professionals, and you guys and us who get into dust ups, like the thermometer just blows up in 2 seconds. These guys are just like, "All right, see what's happening here." The rest of us are freaking animals in a fight.
Number three.
Wow. So Adam Hill couldn't tweet out quickly enough the pregame sword in the stone and the knight and all that appears to be gone. Thank God it's gone. Frankly, I miss it.
I hope they keep it around. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
I hope they keep it around here and there.
I can't believe I say this. I actually agree with Adam.
Really?
Yeah. It was the one thing last year that I... Listen, I like the idea, right? I just thought it was very Excalibur 1993, right? It was very cartoonish. It was very... I don't know.
Do you think it didn't fit?
It didn't fit the way I think that it should have. There's a way to do it. I don't think they found the way to do it. I hope it's not totally gone. I hope they're reevaluating and they bring it back for the playoffs.
Do you think Well, that's maybe not a good thing. Do you think what happened outside the market reacting to our open was actually a factor? Because it seemed like almost every other market, it was, and national, folks just watching national as it got to the semis and the finals are like, what is this hokey crap?
Yeah, I sure hope not. I hope it was more that they recognized that it wasn't a perfect thing and it's something that they want to nail. I know Foley was really big on that visual of the Excalibur and pulling the stone or the sword from the stone. And I think there's something there, right? I just don't think it was perfectly honed. I think we saw a better version of it in the playoffs, right? Where you had the alternating mascot and you had a little bit of the graphics on the ice.
It's probably still a little too long.
It is, and it's a little too hokey, but there's something there. And I like
I hope
the
they
idea.
Still use it. But, yeah, and you know, I like get, the, just because there's naysayers in the market and curmudgeons and right. people outside the market, they can still use it.
Yeah, and I like the idea of making something different. Vegas is really, really setting the bar for fan experience. The T-Mobile Plaza, I was out there last night, hours after the game ended. I was out with some MMA friends. I was walking back to the car at like 11:15. That whole area was popping at 11:15 on a Thursday
night. Oh, people stayed?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there was much made about by Snarks as well.
Oh, they just wanted
Adam
to get to drink
couldn't,
earlier.
Couldn't take a picture of a one-third full arena as they're down big towards the end of the game, and others were saying, here we go, because people just... They lay in the weeds and they're like, I told you so. No,
those places were packed. I think a lot of them left to go start their drinking, but everyone was in Knights jerseys. Some were in Flyers, obviously. That whole plaza hours after the game was over was still blossoming, still bludgy. It's still a ton of energy. Clearly, that this is still a great fan experience, and they're going to continue. And I'm glad because that's what, as you said, the nation got to see it last year, and they're going to continue to see it because I don't think Vegas is going to stop trying to bring that fan experience to hockey.
Number two.
Times are changing in this market. When's the last time the Patriots played on a Thursday night and we're like, yeah, we'll get to the game around 5:20?
That's a good point.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Nights are certainly right there with the NFL, even the Patriots, and in a lot of cases above the NFL on the importance chart.
No, I don't mean to stop you. I'll just get to it because we're going to head to the weekend, and I know we won't get to it on Monday. Knights did the largest local rating they've done on NBCSN, 7.1 ever.
Okay. So there you go. So we probably picked the right time waiting 2 hours plus to get to the Patriots. You didn't watch any of the game, did you?
I didn't. Just highlights.
So, interesting. I'm not totally sold on what the Patriots did last night. They, on the surface, appeared to handle the Colts pretty easily. They handled them easily in the first half. Colts got back in the game, and then, boy, this is an amazing era for Andrew Luck. I can't believe an organization continues to flop in surrounding the dude with talent. The receivers last night were an abomination.
Well, Hilton
just
was out,
bobbled
right?
balls. Hilton was out.
Yeah.
But you know what? You notice what the Chiefs did the last 2 years, 3 years, prepping their offense, and especially this last offseason, prepping its offense so they had tools around Pat Mahomes. You know who else has done that? The Rams.
Yeah. So, even a lesser team like my Bears with Allen Robinson, you know, Trey Burton, go on a little, you know?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
They went out and got weapons.
Taylor Gabriel.
The Colts, weapons. Ebron was okay last night, but everyone else was dropping the freaking ball. There were interceptions off of bobbles, you know, into the air. It was a freaking nightmare, and the O-line still blows. It's unreal. Luck, actually, he was 38 of 59. I thought he looked good. I thought he had zip on the ball. Listen, he's not going to rear back and throw a 60-yard pass. And on the flip side, Brady was good. Brady actually, I hope everyone goes back and takes emotion out of it. His 500 touchdown pass of his career was actually a lousy pass. It's that in a one-on-two battle.
Yeah.
And the Colts defensive backs never located the ball, so Gordon goes up and gets the touchdown.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't write off Andrew Luck. I wouldn't write off the Colts. And I still think, I will say, I didn't think the second half was very good from the Patriots. I think they have trouble covering tight ends, which is going to be an issue. One positive, though, they may have a real running game here. Sonny Michel looks like he may be a real value pick.
Yeah, let me ask you this. You mentioned it. 59 passes from Andrew Luck. I think he had about the same in the week before. This is a guy at arm strength. We've been questioning this now. I mean, I think he's putting those questions to bed. You said it. He's got some zip on the ball, but... Steve, that's a lot of passes.
No, they have no running game.
I understand.
They never have a running back
either. I understand that.
They have no running backs, no receivers, no offensive line.
I know.
Just trade Andrew Luck at this point.
Well, that's an interesting...
Jesus! Get him someone!
Yes, I agree.
How can you go this long and not have Talent or Adam?
My point is isn't there a risk there throwing 120 times in 2 weeks? Like, I mean, they were so careful with him. Tennis balls, golf
but
balls,
not throwing...
squeezy balls, koosh balls,
but they're
anything
not...
but a football.
Okay. Yes. Yes. No, I don't. I think you have to try to win football games, and if it's a bunch of short passes, you're fine. Okay. I mean, he threw the short passes with Zip.
Yep. As he has.
I mean,
they
can't give up completely. Or Brissett, if he needs to throw 120 times in 2 weeks, and they don't feel like he can do that, then Brissett's got to play. I don't think we're at that point.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what they should do because yes, Hilton will be back. Ebron looks like he can be a weapon. They don't have enough weapons again. I can't believe this is happening to the Colts once again.
Number one.
So did you want to change your mind on the Raiders pick? RJ Bell came in like 20 minutes ago and said Raiders are a very square pick. He likes the Chargers. People are underrating the Chargers. Listen, their only two losses came against arguably the two best teams in the National Football League. Now, he didn't say this, but we pointed it out earlier. Raiders now have two rookies at tackle. Lynch is a little bit dinged up. Although for an older guy, you're not expecting him to practice all the time. The defense, is it improving? I mean, they're getting some nice play out of some of the young guys, but I don't know if the defense is getting better. Are we wrong on this one?
No, listen, I could say a bunch of the same things about the Chargers. They're dealing with injuries as well. They're not a particularly enticing team. The Raiders have been close in a lot of the games they've been in. No, I mean, I'm going to take those points. I'm going to take the Raiders. You know what I mean? No, I'm not going to change my pick. I like the Raiders in that spot. And Steve, you went just back and listened to all our picks. I haven't been on the Raiders much at all this season. In fact, I've been the opposite. But in this spot, getting the points and the way they've looked the last couple of the weeks, yeah, I'll take the Raiders.
Dangerous talk here. Melvin Gordon on the Charger side says, I'm so glad we ain't got to see Mac. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy.
Happy
we ain't got to see him. I'm tired of him. Von Miller, Justin Houston. Come on, man. Now I get a break. Wait a second.
I think that
last part.
That's a little.
Well, of course you like it.
That's a little mental warfare there. Now John might have to answer that question. What'd you think about these comments from, who was it, Melvin Gordon? These comments from Melvin Gordon about Khalil Mack? And then now he's got to answer another Khalil Mack question, which, you know, I'm sure he's just over the moon about.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
Yeah. This is similar to what Khabib did leaving the press conference. Melvin took a little bit of power there. Made a little bit of a power play. I like it.
Raiders Chargers coming up.
Damn it!
Now I think I want to switch. I'm not going to, though. The picks are set. You can find them out at lvsportsnetwork.com. Up next, we'll actually get into the baseball playoffs. Right now, over on Fox 1340, we got Yankees going against the Red Sox. Oh, man. This is a freaking killer. This is one of those moves that infuriated me all season long. Yankees trade for Stanton. Money, simple money, gets J.D. Martinez, and J.D. Martinez goes deep with a 3-run bomb. So it's 3-0 in the third with the Red Sox on top.
Cofield and Company will be back in minutes right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Heart of Gold Music Benefit October 6th for Barn Buddies Rescue at the Farm. Performances include Catfish John, Jessica Manilow, Flux, and the Drum Circle Guys. All proceeds go to help with costs involved in supporting rescued, abused, and neglected animals at the farm. BarnBuddiesRescue.org.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is your spot for Sunday football. ESPN Las Vegas is on the scene from 8 to 10 a.m. inside the Superbook to start your Sunday off right. Free parking, food starts at $3, $25 buckets, and great prizes. It's Football Central each Sunday at the Westgate.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. Win cash and free slot play in our $50,000 Red Zone to Riches free weekly football contest. Go head-to-head with our race and sports director each week in our Beat the Bookie contest. Win great prizes, including team jerseys, at our weekly Thursday night football parties. Win a VIP seating package in the book with our Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge. Plus, enjoy game day food and drink specials all season long. Only at Rampart Casino.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, he wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
Don't miss the most rockin' motorcycle event of the year, Vegas Bike Fest, October 11th through the 14th at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35, Puddle of Mud, Frog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. A weekend full of everything motorcycle, shopping, bike shows, contests, food trucks, Ink Mayhem Tattoo Convention, and more. Come out for the only biker party, Vegas style. Stop by Henderson Harley-Davidson to grab a free ticket or use promo code LVB527 and receive $10 off your registration.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
America Mel Wellness. New technology and new science has been proven safe and effective with no surgery, no pills, no pain, and no side effects. Say bye-bye, Viagra. Online at AmericanMelWellness.com.
Do you have IRS tax problems? Do you owe thousands to the IRS and don't know your options? Did you know you can actually file bankruptcy on IRS debt? Hi, I'm Attorney Taylor Randolph, and I have a master's degree in legal taxation, and I can help. Call 702-757-7777 today, and I will meet with you personally for a free consultation. We have removed millions of IRS debt, and we can help you too. No gimmicks, just real help. Call 702-757-7777 today.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's Cofield and Company.
And Brello shoots one out to deep left center field. Hermosillo's going to watch this one go. A two-run blast, and it is 4-2 Oakland. Barreto, it's his fifth home run of the season.
That baseball went a long, long way.
Well, it sucks. The season is over for the A's, but it was an amazing run, and we'll see what they can do in the future. They certainly have a good core. Ken Korak has been calling the games for a long time. You know him, love him here in Vegas. Was the voice of UNLV for a long time. Also did some of our AAA baseball as well, and he joins Cofield and Big Mac here on a Friday. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's good to be with you.
We are good. We appreciate a couple minutes. All right. I actually want your take on the MLB playoffs, the other teams, in just a couple minutes. But wrap up the A season. I mean, this is one that, listen, there were high hopes that the team could be good, but to move, to have a season where they're mid-90s in wins, it was an amazing campaign.
It was fourth best record in baseball, you know, 97 wins, and the American League was tough this year, so it was quite an accomplishment. We thought that the A's had a core group of players who eventually would be good, but I think that they exceeded the timetable. There was no doubt about that.
Who was the biggest surprise for you as a player, an individual?
Well, that's a great question. I think collectively it really was an ensemble. They're really good on the corners. I don't know that we expected that Matt Chapman would. We knew that he was outstanding defensively at third base, and I think he's going to win the Gold Glove. But the fact that he had one of the best batting averages and then home runs and RBIs in the second half, he took a great leap offensively. So I think the process for him was accelerated. And then, you know, as you guys know, they had to mix and match with a starting rotation, a ton of injuries and kind of reclamation projects and back to the future with guys like Anderson and Cahill. So that was big. And they also got more athletic. And when Ramon Laureano joined the ball club and took over in center field playing almost every day, I think from the fact that they were a much more impactful team than they had been the previous 3 years, I think that was really big.
We're probably not going to see Laureano for any time or much time here in Vegas, right?
No, I don't think you're going to see him there at all.
No.
And, you know, knock on wood, he doesn't get hurt and he has to go down there on a rehab assignment. But I think he's going to play center field for the A's for a long time.
Ken Korak, voice of the A's with us. What do you think of some of the criticism after the wild card loss, you know, ripping on the plan of going with a reliever coming out?
Well, I think anytime you do something that's outside the box, I think you open yourself up for criticism, and there's a lot of focus on that game. You know, it's really unique when you play just one game, because baseball is not set up that way. You play 162 games, and the playoffs are either five games or seven, so it's an all-or-nothing game, and that the A's rolled the dice, and they really felt that that was the best way for them to win the game. And other than the struggles they had in the sixth inning, even though Judge hit the home run off Hendricks in the first, it was 2-0 going to the sixth, and it did fall apart for them in the sixth inning. So I think the criticism kind of comes when you put yourself out there on the line. But, again, they did what they thought was best to give them the best shot to win the game.
You know, I was talking to another longtime baseball voice, of course, here with the 51s, Russ Langer. I think it might have been off the air. We were talking about the wild card in just one game. He likes the one-game format. You know, win a division, and, you know, you get the full series. You don't, you play in one game. You like the current wild card format?
I do, and the A's are 0-2 because they went to Kansas City and they lost in 14. It hasn't worked out great for them, but I do because I think if you even made it 2 out of 3, you start to devalue winning the division. And I think, you know, one of the reasons they went to the one game was that in the old days when you were the wild card team, as the A's were back in 01 and they played the Yankees, there was really no penalty. So, you know, you had two home games instead of three. But you jumped right in there in the division series with the three division winners. So one of the great things about baseball is that every game is important. Even that seemingly innocuous game on a Tuesday in May, and we saw that down the stretch because the Yankees had to go to Boston. They played great over that last weekend. They secured home field, and that was really important for them on Wednesday night. So I don't want to devalue the importance of winning the division. So I'm on board with the one-game wild card.
Who's the best team in the American League?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the Red Sox have the best record. They're really good. I really like Houston's team. My guess would be they would meet in the league championship series. So it's hard for me to pick between those two clubs right now. I guess if I was to try to choose one, I would go back to the Astros to get back to the World Series.
I guess the better question, or pointed question, and we're talking to Ken Korak, the voice of the A's, is who do you like in the playoffs in terms of pitching staff makeup? Do you like having a staff with maybe three power guys, you know, reliable starters, or do you like the teams that have, you know, five and six reliable relievers?
It's an excellent question, and it's relevant to the way the game is played today because the game is really morphed. It's become more of a bullpen game. I'm still pretty old school in that you'd like to have a blend of the two, and that's what the teams are. That's what the Astros and the Yankees and Red Sox and even the Indians have tried to do. I still think having a couple of dominant starting pitchers is the most important thing. And we saw that with the Giants with Bumgarner. The Royals, when they won, they felt like they could win the game if they got to the sixth inning with their bullpen. So there's no one way to be successful with it. But I really like having a dominant starter or two.
So we mentioned AAA coming here to Vegas, the partnership. Why is that a big deal for the A's, you know, aside from the obvious, being a little bit closer, well, a lot bit closer, from Nashville to Vegas? Why is it important?
Well, I think that's a huge reason, because logistically it's a whole lot better being in Vegas. And, it's close, and plus there are flights out of McCarran all day and all night. And that's big when you're shuttling guys back and forth to the big leagues. The other thing is that, the 51s are moving into a new ballpark with great facilities. When I was doing the games for the Stars back in the 80s and early 90s, Cashman Field was considered one of the better ballparks in the Coast League, but it really fell behind the times. And now you have to have the updated facilities, the workout, weight rooms and indoor things like that, batting cages, that the major league teams really require for their minor league affiliates. And the other thing is, Don Logan and his staff have always done a great job, and I think that there's a wonderful relationship that's gone back many years. Remember, the A's opened the regular season at Cashman Field in '96, and Donnie and Larry Kentop hired me back in '89, and there's been a lot of continuity there, and there's a great working relationship, a friendship between the two front offices. It's been, I think, really important too.
I'm going to put you on the spot, which is a ridiculous spot because I can't remember what I had for breakfast. But you called the AAA games from when to when?
Well, I was there in Vegas doing the Stars full-time from 89 through 91.
Wow, look at you.
Then I got hired by the White Sox to work on the weekends starting in 90. I commuted to Chicago or wherever they played for 4 years starting in 92. But Donnie allowed me to do like 50 home games. So I stayed involved with the team in 92, 3, 4, and 5 as well.
So let's think back to that era, 89 to 95, and what the town was like then, and now you see how much it's grown to this point in 2018. When do you think we could actually support a major league team, or is that never going to happen?
I think it's going to be hard. I don't know if that's going to happen. We're getting the Raiders in Vegas, so you have a hockey team, you have the Knights, who had a great year, of course, and now you're going to have the Raiders. So whether or not the community could support three major league teams, and baseball requires a huge commitment, as you know, with 81 games. So I think that's a ways off. To me, I wouldn't close the book on it, but for me, I think it's a ways off.
I agree with you. Last thing on UNLV basketball and football. Do you view the big stadium on the way as just a 100% positive for UNLV football?
I think so. I really do. And it's been so hard to develop a consistent winner with the UNLV football program. So I don't think it can hurt. And it's closer to the campus. It's right there close to the strip. Easily accessible, I think, for fans. So it has to be a whole lot better than the situation they have now.
Last one, Ken, and this is Ken Korak on the horn with us. A's broadcaster, you heard his background, very tied into Vegas, play-by-play, back to the 80s. We had a discussion today because we got a little disagreement on the staff on UNLV basketball. They just lost out on a five-star, a top-10 kid, Josh Green. His brother Jay Green is on the staff. And there are a lot of people here who are like, yeah, you know what, stop going after the five stars. I don't agree with that. What's your take on program building? And can you build a program where you have 3- and 4-year players, but then you also have a top-25 guy or two on the team who may leave in a couple of years?
That's a tough call for me. When I was doing the games, you didn't see players leave after 1 year too often. They had a lot of talent, in the 12 years I did the games. They only went to the tournament twice. There were a lot of NITs in there. I like the continuity of having guys that stay around. I know there's a lot of competition in recruiting, and the Kentucky model of having a guy or have several guys come in for a year, go back, and then rebuild the next year. But they can do that because they can go after those top players, and they can change their ball club around every year. So, I'm not a real fan of the guys who aren't there that long. I understand that's part of the recruiting game, but I do like the foundation you can build if you have players in your program who can give you 3 or 4 years and really develop some chemistry and a winning continuity there, I'm a pretty big fan of that, too.
Well, you know, the other problem they're dealing with is the fact that Reno is doing it with all transfers and guys staying around for 1 and 2 and maybe 3 years, and they're winning at the highest level, so it puts a little more pressure on you to try to build but win immediately.
Yeah, and that's a hard model to sustain.
Yes.
You know, when you go the JUCO route and you get guys that transfers from other schools and they have to sit out a year, and I'm not sure there's a formula, you know, that's an automatic. It's a tough deal. Recruiting's a tough deal, and things have changed since the days when UNLV dominated. The recruiting landscape's a lot different. There are more teams. There are more teams that are better now than there were back then, for sure.
Yep. And the money gap between the haves and the have-nots, it's troubling.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt about that. But I wish them the best. It's, you know, I certainly think that they can get back to prominence, and I don't see any reason why that can't happen.
Ken, you're awesome. Thank you.
Hey, anytime, you guys. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
There you go. Ken Korak, longtime voice of the A's. His roots here in Vegas with tons of play-by-play in the 80s and 90s, and was part of UNLV football and basketball, and he told you part of AAA baseball back then, the Stars. We go into the grab bag. We'll get you updated on what's going on with the two baseball games being played right now.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Do you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes? Is your stomach full after just a few bites? Are you overwhelmed by nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain? You may be suffering from diabetic gastroparesis. Doctors are looking for volunteers for an important research study evaluating an investigational drug for these symptoms. Go to mystomachstudy.com to see if you qualify. You must be at least 18 years old, have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and have experienced some or all of these symptoms for at least 3 months. Study-related drugs, doctor visits, and tests will be provided to you at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. That's 702-745-5723 or visit mystomachstudy.com. Call today, 702-745-5723, mystomachstudy.com.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Baseball. A couple of games in the books. One just ended. You know the Astros won earlier today. Milwaukee just closes out the Rockies for nothing today. I'm kind of down with the Brew Crew. I'm not anti-Rockies, but I'm kind of down with the Brew Crew. I actually, in the 80s, I did have, or I did commit as a child, the cardinal sin that you are still doing at 35, with the wee nonsense of liking two teams in the same...
Yeah, the difference is you didn't live in Milwaukee and they weren't opening up a team in the town you lived in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Clyde.
But I did like Cecil Cooper. So that trumps everything.
I was thinking it was going to be a Bob Uecker thing.
No. No one likes Bob Uecker.
Oh, stop.
Except people who are idiots.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's a mean one.
Another day, Steve Cofield, you shelved that.
Talk to some people. He's a mean old man.
I don't care. He's Harry Doyle.
Yes.
Major League all day.
I get it. He's got the jovial, the outward delivery. But, yes, Cecil Cooper. Open stance.
Okay.
Right? Open stance. You saw my southpaw stance earlier. That was my Cecil Cooper.
Your leg kicks. Nasty.
Conor McGregor. I'm also trying to delay. Get back in there.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
From announcing the Yankee score, this Granderson jersey. That's it!
Well, now I get to see your Lionel Richie.
I just threw it. I took it off. I give up!
Lionel Richie live in concert. What is that from?
I'm kidding.
86?
No. Well, it looks like it's 86 because he's got the giant Commodore's fro. No,
what is your favorite Lionel Richie song?
Hello.
Hello.
It's a good one.
Is it me you're looking for?
He's so weird, that man. He really is. Like, I can't. My wife asked me the other week.
You have to go.
No, my wife asked me the other week, like, what type of music is Cofield into? I was like, I can't tell. I was like, half the time it'll be in a jukebox playing Exhibit. Or like, you know, Ghetto Boys.
Potpourri.
And then the other time he's wearing a Lionel Richie concert shirt talking about how he likes Hello. Like, who am I working with, Chrissy? Who is this person?
Mystery man. You never know.
He is.
You never know. At these bars with these jukeboxes, you never know what's going to come on.
The Las Vegas man of mystery.
Understatement.
It's a delectable mix.
Sure.
Can someone pick up my Granderson jersey? I threw it on the floor. I was kidding. I'm still with the Yankees. Still with them. Just frustrating, you know, when you spend this much money, you should win every game.
Why Granderson?
Why not?
There's got to be a reason.
I have a collection of old jerseys. I just buy them.
But what? Oh, you just buy. You just
I like the Grandy man.
Yeah, no, he's a good player.
He was solid. Yeah. I have a Jabba jersey.
Okay. Well, I know why you got
that. I have A-Rod jerseys and jerseys. We know I love A-Rod.
Yeah. You got Joe because of the cheeks, right? Because of the rotundness.
Yeah, just fat guy.
Yeah.
Not so much
Jenks for me.
Not so much Jeter. Believe it or not.
Really? Too clean cut for you?
Rarely on clearance, which really dictates pretty much everything I do from a clothing purchase.
There we go.
Standpoint. Back in there.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Wow, you trashed Alabama yesterday because Nick Saban trashed the students. Did you see who came over the top on Saban?
Yeah.
The affable, super likable Mr. Nice Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Tebow?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my guy.
Another
one of my guys.
Timmy T.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Got to earn some respect as a broadcaster. He went off. Tim Tebow went off on Saban, said the freaking Alabama fans have a sense of entitlement. He's right.
Yeah, then he references using daddy's money. Really, Tim? You think everyone there is just there on their parents' money? You don't think you have students that also like the football team?
Let me get this right. He didn't. He went after the Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I thought he went anti-Saban.
No.
He goes, I agree with him. I love it. I think the fans are getting so entitled there at Alabama, specifically the students. Listen, as a student, you've done nothing to win those titles. I don't like this.
Who's more entitled? The students who are, and a lot of them are taking out thousands and thousands of dollars in student loan debt, or the team that schedules Louisiana Lafayette in the middle of the season? Who's more entitled? The Alabama football team or the fans that, for whatever reason, go out there and support them every single week, even though they're challenging themselves nil, not at all. But no, don't worry. You just wait for November when they square off against Citadel. That'll really set the world on fire. It's a joke.
Tebow.
Yeah.
You spend a little of your daddy's money to show up at a game and go to school there.
He's so out of touch.
He is a rich guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's made a lot of money.
He had daddy's money.
Nothing against him. He's got a brand.
Yeah. Well, I think he came for money too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came for money. So you're talking about daddy's money. I think there's some projection there. I think you've lost focus of just how many people put their lives and their future on the line to make a better life for themselves by going to college. Whether right or wrong, I'm not a big fan of higher education in America, but that's neither here nor there. You have to look at the facts. And the facts is that all these kids, they're not there. They're not there on daddy's money.
You're done. The rant's over.
All right.
I want some music.
Oh, God.
It's sad music. Listen.
Is this Lionel?
No, it's not Lionel. I'm doing that for an unfortunate soul who actually played UNLV football. Sentenced to 28 years in jail.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Yeah.
Suge Knight.
Wow, very excited.
I just don't know that you should say his name like that when he's been sentenced to
murder.
28 years in jail.
I just knew who it was, so I was excited.
He actually pled out.
Because he didn't want to face life, right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they had such an awesome case against him. It was videoed, right, when he freaking ran the guy over?
Yep.
Don't you try to go to court? He's 53. I guess on good behavior, he could be out, what, like 14 years? Mm-hmm. Is that the way it works?
Yep.
So he got 28 years.
And with the connections he has?
He has to serve the whole time, he's 81.
Yep.
Do you just roll the dice and say, what's the difference? What am I going to get? Consecutive life terms? I'm 81. I'm a fat guy. I might be dead. Well before 81. That's not me speaking. It's
Shug. No, I know. I think
and by the way, anyone who knows Shug, I didn't mean the fat part.
That's interesting,
he's
right?
A big guy.
It's interesting, right? Because I'm sure he's got an ego. I'm sure he thinks he can get off. He's gotten off with almost everything before. But on the flip side of that, it's videoed, and the evidence is pretty ample. You know, I think when you're faced with that, it's a question of it's like I guess when you have really serious cancer, some people choose to fight it, and some people don't. Some people resign themselves to the inevitable. I don't know. This kind of feels like a certain situation to me where Shug knew what was coming down. He knew this wasn't one he was going to be. The evidence was too strong. And, I mean, he's going to be, what'd you say? What's his age? 53?
He's 53. He's got 28 years.
All right. So he gets out. He, you know, he's 65 potentially on good behavior. Plus, he's got to be thinking with that ego and the money that he's thrown around and the connections that he has. We know these connections run deep, allegedly, in the LAPD. I'm sure they still do. I'm sure he's going to have a fairly comfortable life in prison. He's still got money, and I imagine he's got some respect. So I'm sure Shug thought about this long and hard. This didn't come, you know, this has been something that's been in the news for a while.
I give up.
Yeah, right. So, and he's been a guy who's fought stuff in the past. I'm sure it was a calculated decision, and I'm sure in his mind he made the right one, and I do not expect him to see anywhere close to 28 years.
One last time.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I'm going to throw you off here. Can we get Shaq's chicken?
When you're hungry and on the run,
no way. This is it.
You want your chicken from a guy 7'1". It's Shaq!
The chicken empire is here! Bark, bark! Bark, bark!
Y'all make some noise! What's your deal?
So Shaq will be here with a chicken place.
I'm in.
Are you? You want to work there?
No.
You need a job. Why not? Server. Right? What's the problem? Here's job fair one already went down. Go to job fair two, Big Mac.
I'm there.
Ranked in the top 10 food festivals in America by Telegraph Travel and voted best of Las Vegas 5 years in a row by the Review Journal, the Great American Foodie Fest returns to Sunset Station Casino October 4th through the 7th, showcasing some of the nation's best foods that have been seen on Food Network and the Cooking Channel, along with carnival rides,
totally 80s entertainment,
and new craft brew experience. So come eat like a king and party like a rock star. Pre-sale tickets are only $8 at greatamericanfoodiefest.com.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. The $50,000 Red Zone to Riches and Beat the Bookie free football contests. Thursday night football parties. Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge. Plus, game day food and drink specials. Only at Rampart.
Vegas Bike Fest is October 11th through the 14th at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35. Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. Use promo code LVB527 at LasVegasBikeFest.com and receive $10 off your registration.
Ask anyone who has dined at Poncho's in downtown Summerlin, and they'll tell you it's the best Mexican restaurant in town. And there is so much going on at Poncho's. Available exclusively in the cantina, enjoy happy hour every day of the week. Each Tuesday is Taco Tuesday at Poncho's, featuring $2.50 tacos. Sunday night, it's tequila night at Poncho's. Starting at 3 p.m. until closing time, enjoy half off all pours in the cantina with over 40 brands to choose from. Fiesta like there's no mañana at Poncho's Mexican restaurant in downtown Summerlin. Ole!
If your windows are hard to open and close, are drafty, or difficult to see out of, then it's time to call Renewal by Andersen for your free window diagnosis. I'm Matt Minster, and during my time as a TV home improvement host, I've seen just about every window problem out there. So for any home improvement project, who you choose matters. I've been working with Renewal by Andersen, and I know I've made the best choice for my family's entire home. My Renewal by Andersen replacement windows are made from Fibrex material, a composite exclusive to Andersen that won't flake, blister, peel, or rot, and never requires painting. They're built to last.
Call now and save 15% off your entire project. Plus, save an additional $45 off every window and patio door when you buy four or more. You'll also get 12 months financing with no interest and no money down. Call 800-921-4632 and take advantage of this special offer. That's 800-921-4632. Call now. Renewal by Andersen. The better way to a better window. Offer ends December 31st. Not valid with other offers. Minimum purchase required. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for limited warranty details.
Elton John.
The Final Tour. Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, 2019, T-Mobile Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits and a spectacular new show. Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, 2019, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets on sale now at access.com. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Don't miss Elton John, The Final Tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
It's that time of year. Fall is in the air, and the kids need to go somewhere. Before y'all pile in your vehicle, what's the deal with those tires? Oh no, if they're worn, I have good news for you, and it's called SmartTires.com. A set of four brand new, brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Mounting, balancing, and installation all included. Don't compromise safety or quality. Shop today. Be safe tomorrow.